The.
Be seated. I believe Mr. Longacre. That's the good news. That's the treasure, because that is counterintuitive.
world are powerful, but the gospel, you know, is it's God picks the weak things to shame. The weak things to embarrass the strong. Because it seems like when the weak prevails, then it is obvious that it's God. You know, most of us, I'm sure, have seen the movies, The Lord of the Rings, or read the books. And I think Tolkien was brilliant because he really does focus this, you know, this idea. Because he's got the little hobbit guys carrying the ring to destroy the ring by throwing it into the volcano. Meanwhile, these huge armies are going all over the place. These massive wars going on. And these little hobbit guys are just sort of trudging along. And you're like, who in their right mind, you know, would do this? But that was the whole thing. They were overlooked. But even when they get to the volcano, you remember what happens. Frodo, the brave hobbit that's carried that ring, trusting that he's going to destroy it for the sake of good versus evil, at the very lip, what's he doing? He grabs the ring and puts it on his own hand. Even Frodo can't hold it off. And so at the very end, Gollum, you know, that creature who's been sneaking around all the time, grabs the ring from Frodo, and he's so happy to have the ring, and in the book version, not the movie version, in the book version, he's so happy to have the ring, he's dancing and dancing, he falls off. And what you see is the ring is destroyed, not even by the little hobbits, but by a part, you might say, an accident or an act of providence. I think Tolkien was right dead on when he did that, because he was teaching us this idea that God's sovereignty somehow works better for the weak and the little. And that's exactly what God's promise in the passage, that it's not by our power. You know, the proverb says a horse is prepared for battle, but the victory is the Lord's. God doesn't take delight in the strength of men. God does not glory in the legs of man. You know, why? Weirdly, look at the legs of man. No, the biggest muscle in the human body is the thigh muscle, and it's saying God doesn't even, not even impressed by that. The biggest, strongest muscle in the human body. So, you know, God sets up his universe so that he only gets it. And therefore, Keith, I remind you, as I remind myself, there is no room for pride. You know that. You're just a clay jar, you're not the treasure. No competing with Jesus. And I don't, Keith, you don't strike me as a person who really tries to compete with Jesus. Okay? But I do just want to remind you, because we are, you know, it's so easy for us to pat ourselves on the back, to think, oh, I got my act together, it's got to get, you know, things are going to go good now. And don't even do it, man. You know better. But then on the flip side, I would encourage you, as you struggle with sin, as things happen that make you feel defeated, maybe even more physical problems. Who knows what the Lord's going to have happen? But the point is don't give up either. Don't think that, oh, because, you know, I'm just terrible, blah, 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 you know, God's not working. You know, you tell me this verse, I don't even know the reference point, I just remember the verse, the righteous falls 7 times and gets up and rises again. So I know it's a big problem. So I would just say to keep to humbly, trust the Lord. Trust the Lord for victory over your sin. Trust him for the growth of his church. Spiritual growth. Maybe numerical growth. It's up to God. Trust him for everything. And remember these words that Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, 30 and 31. What Christ has done in contrast to what we did. Let me just spell the end of this verse. God is the source of your life in Jesus Christ, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Brother, I just want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for my brother Keith. I thank you for the journey that has brought him to this place. gives him the strength to heal.